From a place of darkness for saving your life. Can you give God praise in this house today? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us go before the Lord God in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Father, once again for the opportunity to gather with your people today. Lord God, to gather in remembrance of what you have done for us. Lord God, as we declare, Lord God, your healing power, your saving grace over our lives, I ask you, Lord God, that your words speak to us, Lord God. Transform us into your likeness, I pray. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. And all the church says, amen. My title and my question before you today as we turn to the Word of God is this. Where would you be without the love of God? Think on that moment. Think on that for a moment today. Where would you be had it not been for the mighty love of God? Today, as we walk into a new month that God has so graciously given unto us, today we open the theme, the mighty love of God. You see, church, there is much to be said for the love of God. Today, as we come before the table of the Lord Jesus, as we came, our communion was with him. The partaking of the sacrament, the elements, the bread and the cup, as we follow in his command, do this in remembrance of me. Your obedience before the Lord, it lets us always bring to the forefront the mighty love of Christ Jesus poured out upon the cross of Calvary. All for the redeeming of your soul. And for the healing atonement found only by the blood of Jesus. It gives to us the opportunity to bask in his love. Giving Jesus all of our praise. When we recognize, church, when we recognize the mighty love of God, his provision, his sacrifice, we are then able to proclaim, as 1 John 4:19 says, we love him. Because he first loved us. Oh, glory to God. You see, 1 John 4, the verses directly before the verse of 19. They teach us that we are to love one another. That the love is of God. That if we know God, we will love our brother. And that God's love was manifested toward us in that, verse 10, herein is love, is the love of God. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the reconciling sacrifice for our sins. Church, Jesus paid the price. As you follow Christ, you are no longer shackled by the strongholds of the enemy of your soul. The world no longer has a hold. The Word of God teaches us that we are pulled from the world. The ways of the world, church, are no longer to be part of your thought, your action, your word, or your deed. For you have been brought into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. all things. The Word of God declares all things are new in Christ Jesus. He paid the price for all things to be made new in you, that you might live victoriously in Him. Oh, glory. And today you are able to declare, as verse 19 says, there in 1 John 4, we love Him. Oh, glory. Because He first loved us. Where would you be without the love of God? Giving thought to our victory in Him. I'm reminded of the teaching from John in chapter 15. There you will see in John in 15, there you will see that as you are grafted into the Lord Jesus, being grafted into the vine as one of His many branches, as you remain in Him, as you apply His Word to your life, as you live as His Word calls you to live, you will be given the power to bear much fruit. The power will be given unto you to be more like Him. Glory to God. With Christ Jesus, church, as your shepherd, as you are grafted into Him, He will, because of His love for you. Your Bible tells you He will lead you beside the still waters. He will restore your soul. He will provide you the power to walk in the midst of the shadow of death. He will forever be with you. He will, oh glory, He will prepare before you a table as you are grafted into Him. His blessings, His deliverance, His anointing is yours today, church. I'd like to have you see today from the praise of Moses. Both from the book of Exodus and the book of Psalms. Let us see God's love for His people today and the proper response that we are called to give. Turn with me, if you will, to Exodus and chapter 15 if you have your scripture today. I believe that each of us which are gathered here today are able to say, as Moses did, let your eyes go to verse 2 of chapter 15 of Exodus. The Lord is my strength. If you have your scripture open, let us read it together aloud. The Lord is my strength and song, and He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Oh, glory to God. You may remember, church, Moses and the Israelites, they sang this song. They sang this song because of the love of God for them. They had just been saved from the Egyptian army at the shores of the Red Sea. Moses had proclaimed the salvation of the Lord God as He led the Israelites over the Red Sea. Let your eyes go to 13 and 14 of this verse. Moses answered, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and what? You will see the deliverance of the Lord God." 14, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Oh, glory to God. as the Egyptians pursued the children of God, the angel of the Lord and the pillar of cloud that led them went behind them and stood between them and the Egyptian army. Darkness was on one side. Light was on the other. It was then that the Lord God anointed Moses to stretch forth his hand over the Red Sea. It was then that the Lord divided the waters. The children of God passed over on dry ground. The Egyptian army proceeded into the basin of the sea. And once into the seabed, following after the Israelites, it was then that the Lord troubled and confused the enemy. The Lord God removed the very wheels from the chariots that the enemy rode upon. Think of this, church, as a miracle of God. It was then that the Lord instructed Moses to turn and restretch his hand over the sea. The waters closed in upon the enemy. Those who were pursuing the children of God as God led his children into safety. Church, just for a moment, can you see yourself in the position of the children of God there along the banks of the Red Sea? Do you see today, do you see that because of his great love for you, God will fight for you just as he did for the children of God of old? He will meet you in your hour of need. When the road in front of you may seem impossible or unsure. When the people around you may even ask, why do you trust your Lord God with such faith and confidence? Can you see yourself singing unto the Lord God? The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. He is my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a place of habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Today, church, as you continually seek the hand of God, his grace, as you seek the glory of the Lord God Almighty upon your whole family, upon your household, upon each day of your journey, as you seek the hand of God upon all that you do, know that the promises of God are yours today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We declare it week in and week out. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Now I want you to see, as recorded by Moses in Psalm 91. Follow me, if you will, to Psalm 91. As we proclaim the love of God upon our lives today. As you turn in Scripture, know today that Psalm 90 and 91, they are both considered to be psalms written of Moses. Perhaps written in the very time frame as the song of Moses from Exodus 15. Here we see words written as comfort. Words of comfort for the children of God as they were in the wilderness. And for you and I today. It is here, church, in this psalm that you will find. Throughout this psalm, you will see that the Lord speaks to his people by the prophet Moses. He gives to the children of God a pledge of security by his strength. Lord God promises to be with his children both in the night and in the day. He gives the word of peace that by his promise they shall overcome and be protected. And then in verse 9, follow me if you will. Verse 9, the word of the Lord speaks. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, your place of dwelling. Verse 10, there shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come upon your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And then speaking of angels, look at verse 12 with me. They will lift you up in their hands in order that your foot will not be crushed against a stone. Huh, blessed be the name of Jesus. I don't know about you today, church, but I'm so glad that my God, as I love him because he first loved me, he's going to continue to love me. He's going to continue to protect and fight for me. I'm so glad that my God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. You see, church, as we look to the Word of God today, God's word for you today is pour out your love for me. Oh, church, hear what God has to say to you. Pour out your love for me. Learn of me. Follow of me. Make me your place of habitation. If you're seeking the strength of your Lord God to hold you strong, in order that the works of the enemy might be conquered, in order that you might not be overcome, in order that you might have a hedge of protection around you, today make him your place of dwelling. It was yesterday that I entered into a conversation as I brought to conclusion my study for today. As I examined the contents of the Word of God today, I entered into a conversation about the importance of making available yourself to come into the presence of God. Church, we are able to declare day in and day out, I know my God. We are able to declare, I have said my prayers today. We are able to declare, I can repeat, I can understand, I can study Scripture. But church, there is a difference when you proclaim, I will take time to come into the presence of my Lord God. Coming into the presence of my Lord God, Lord, as we prepare ourselves as a place of habitation of the Lord, we are preparing ourselves, we are opening ourselves before him. Fill me, O Lord. Commune with me. Lord God, speak to me. Lord God, let me quiet myself before thee. Let me hear from you today, Lord God. Lord God, direct me. Teach me, Lord. Lord God, let everything from this world become secondary to my time with you. Make him your place of dwelling. How many of you might be able to testify, whether you are a child of God one day or 50 plus years, you need a hedge of protection around you? Oh, glory. As much as God loves you, I've said it before, as much as God loves you, Satan desires for your destruction. As much as God desires to bless you and to build you up by the power of his Spirit, the enemy of your soul desires for you to be dark and gloomy. But as we find in Scripture, church, John 1 declares of Jesus, all things were made of him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Oh, glory to God. Church, Jesus, from the beginning, ordained of God the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Your dwelling place, filled by the presence of Jesus, is all important today for your successful walk in Him. Where the light of God dwells, think of this, church. When you are the dwelling place, where the light of God dwells, the darkness of the world cannot overcome you. It is impossible because the Lord God reigns over all. You may not be facing a wandering in an actual wilderness today, church. Just as the children of God of old experienced. But how many times? How many of you know that oftentimes the days that you have to walk through are as if you are in a wilderness all alone? Coming to God, it is saying to God, I cannot do this on my own. I must make you my place of habitation. I need your wisdom, Father. I need your comfort and strength. Back to Psalm 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, just as I read that scripture, to give you a little bit of a clearer understanding of what the Word of God is saying to you here. Just as I read that scripture, I can look down the center aisle of this sanctuary and I can see the shadow of the pews on both sides. The shadow extends out from each pew to the center of the church. Goes out only about 1.5 feet. I can see the shadow of this microphone stand. And it comes out from the microphone stand to about here. Now I want you to see something here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is my God. I've got to be this close. Oh. Hallelujah. God is calling you. Be this close. Be as close as you can to hold on to the Lord God. I will say of the Lord as I stand in His shadow. I will say of the Lord, verse 2, He is my refuge. I want to thank you, God, I can run to you. I want to thank you, God, that I can hold on to you. He is my fortress. You see, if you're close enough to the Lord God, you will feel His eye watching over you. You will hear His voice because you will be close enough to hear. If you want to stand out here away from His shadow where all the voices of the world are clogging up the airwaves, church, you won't hear the voice of the Lord in the same manner that you will when you're holding nice and close. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Verse 9 of Psalm 91 says, when the Lord speaks, He will give protection. I want to thank you, God. I want to be close enough that I can hear your voice, that I know that you're protecting me. When He states that His angels shall have charge over thee, watch this, church, to keep thee in all thy ways. When the Lord gives to people, when he gives to you, his people, that the angels, his agents, have the ability and the charge to hold thee. Oh, glory. Look with me, verse 9, and I'm reading from the ESV. Because denotes that there is a condition or a reason. Because thou hast made the Lord your dwelling place. The Most High, who is my refuge. You see, church, there is much to say. The very angels that God gives to us to stand in close proximity to your life, they have been charged. Who have they been charged by? They have been charged by your Father God. That is my child. Watch over my child. Let them stand. Let them know that they are charged, that you are charged with their safety, that you are charged with their protection. Oh, glory. Habitation, church, simply means habitation. Simply means your place of refuge. I want you to see here today, church, this lesson is so important to your faithful and your fruitful walk in the Lord. I want you to see here today, you have a responsibility before the Lord. As a child of God, you have a responsibility to seek his love. As you seek his redemption, as you seek his wisdom, his knowledge, and his protection, you are called to settle in to your relationship with the Lord and to make him your dwelling place. You know, we rejoice, as we should, when we see one making the choice to get their life in line with the Word of God. We can shout, we can jump, we can say, thank you, God, we can praise his holy name, as we should. But then I believe we must be cautious, church. We must remember to take our brothers and sisters by the hand and make sure that they dwell or they settle in with the Lord. The psalmist began this word of encouragement to the children of God with, he that dwelleth, he that remains. Oh, glory. He that settles in. He that takes up residence in the secret place, in the shadow of the Lord God Almighty. He shall say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. You see, church, your trust in the Lord God, your ability to see your Father God, your ability to see the Lord Jesus, the very Word of God, as reliable, good, and effective, comes as you are grafted into him. As you are molded and made in his likeness. As you make him your shelter of dwelling. It's then in his presence that you will be able to sing the psalm of Moses. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, his word shall be thy shield and buckler. I believe that each of us right about now ought to be saying before the Lord, I need to find myself covered. Lord God, I need to feel your hand hovering over me. I need to know that I'm covered by your hand, oh God. I need to know that you are my shield and strength. I believe that each of us ought to feel the prayer rising from deep within. Help me. Help me, O Lord, to love you to such a degree that all of my trust is in you. Lord God, help me to trust your word in both the times when I am facing an uphill battle and in the times of rejoicing. Help me, God, to have faith to place you first at all times. Church, to settle in. To settle in to the place of God. To make your place of abode with the Lord is out of love for the Lord Jesus. Because he first loved you. One is able to fellowship all day long. One is able to visit with another any day of the week. But when you make the decision to live with the Lord and to make him the Lord of your life, your love and honor unto God will bring a state of harmony. Oh, glory. Jesus taught from John 14 and 23, if a man loves me, he will keep my words. See the harmony? And my Father will love him. And we will make our abode. We will make our home with him. Oh, glory. Is there anyone that I want to make their home with me? It's the Lord God Almighty. I want to be able to say, my home is filled with the presence of God. The Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit of glory, as the children of God, as you make the Lord God the center of your life, as Jesus is your all in all, you become the temple of the Holy Spirit. The dwelling place of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, of blessed be the name of Jesus on this day. As we seek to fully realize the power of God's love for you, his victory, his deliverance, his saving grace, we are to purpose within our heart to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. Your every emotion, your every desire, and with your every action. Oh, as you love the Lord Jesus, church, as you settle in and make the ways of the Lord the ways of your life, as you follow his words out of love and reverence for his love for you, because he first loved you. Look with me to our text today. The word of God says unto you in 91 and 14, because another reason here, in response to an action already foregone, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known or trusted in my name. Church, you need to be delivered from something. You need the works of the enemy to be delivered away from you. Begin to love on the Lord. 15, he shall call upon me. Oh, glory. Help me, God. I will answer him. I will be with him. him in trouble, in distress. I will deliver him, and I will honor him. Oh, church, I love it when the Lord God proclaims his desire over my life. Can you say amen and join me today in rejoicing before God? He will deliver us. He will set us on high. He will answer our prayer. He will be with us in our times of trouble. He will honor us. 16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Jesus is the lover of your soul. In him is your life eternal. In his glorious presence, you shall be satisfied with length of days forever and ever because he loves you. He is the wing of your protection. His promise is, oh Gloria, to be your place of refuge and your fortress. Let our praise be unto him today, church. We love him because he first loved us. As we go to him in prayer today, as we close out our time today, I want you to once again think upon the very title which I gave this teaching. Where would you be without the love of God? Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, as we come before thee, both here in the sanctuary and within each of the homes represented by those online today, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, by the power of the blessed Holy Spirit, Lord, teach us to yearn to be close to thee. Lord God, as we come before thee today, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the power of your word today will be made manifest within each of the lives of we, your children, Lord. Oh God, help us, Lord God, to come before thee, to be close and nigh unto thee, seeking your place of refuge. Oh God, give us reason today, Lord God, within the confines of our mind, Lord God, give us the reason to proclaim your goodness over our lives. Give us reason to love upon thee. And oh God, make your place of habitation available for us. Oh God, speak to us in the morning. Speak to us in the noontime. And Lord God, speak to us in the evening. This I pray in the precious and holy name of Jesus. And the church says, amen. And help us, God.
Worship his holy name. Sing like never.
the dwelling place of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus on this day. As we seek to fully realize the power of God's love for you, His victory, His deliverance, His saving grace. We are to purpose within our heart to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. Your every emotion, your every desire, and with your every action. Oh, as you love the Lord Jesus, church. As you settle in and make the ways of the Lord the ways of your life. As you follow His words out of love and reverence for His love for you. Because He first loved you. Look with me to our text today. The Word of God says unto you in 91 and 14, because another reason here, in response to an action already foregone, because He hath set His love upon me. Therefore, will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known or trusted in my name. Church, you need to be delivered from something. You need the works of the enemy to be delivered away from you. Begin to love on the Lord. 15. He shall call upon me. Oh, glory. Help me, God. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, in distress. I will deliver him. And I will honor him. Oh, church, I love it when the Lord God proclaims His desire over my life. Can you say amen and join me today in rejoicing before God? He will deliver us. He will set us on high. He will answer our prayer. He will be with us in our times of trouble. He will honor us. 16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Jesus is the lover of your soul. In him is your life eternal. In his glorious presence, you shall be satisfied with length of days forever and ever because he loves you. He is the wing of your protection. His promise is, oh glory, to be your place of refuge and your fortress. Let our praise be unto him today, church. We love him because he first loved us. As we go to him in prayer today, as we close out our time today, I want you to once again think upon the very title which I gave this teaching. Where would you be without the love of God? Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, as we come before Thee, both here in the sanctuary and within each of the homes represented by those online today, Lord God, we ask You, Lord, by the power of the blessed Holy Spirit, Lord, teach us to yearn to be close to Thee. Lord God, as we come before Thee today, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the power of Your Word today will be made manifest within each of the lives of we, Your children, Lord. Oh God, help us, Lord God, to come before Thee to be close and nigh unto thee, seeking your place of refuge. Oh God, give us reason today, Lord God. Within the confines of our mind, Lord God, give us the reason to proclaim your goodness over our lives. Give us reason to love upon thee. And, oh God, make your place of habitation available for us. Oh God, speak to us in the morning. Speak to us in the noontime. And Lord God, speak to us in the evening. This I pray in the precious and holy name of Jesus. And the church says, amen. 10,000.